This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced he has granted clemency or pardons to 11 people whose criminal cases made headlines. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
There's former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who has served 8 years of a 14-year prison term for political corruption.
That was a tremendously powerful, ridiculous sentence, in my opinion.
A former New York police commissioner who served time for tax fraud and lying to the White House, and a financier who broke federal securities laws.
We have Bernie Carrick, we have Mike Milken.
And ex-San Francisco 49ers owner Eddie DeBartolo Jr., who was involved in a gambling scandal. Jerry Rice was on the Super Bowl teams DeBartolo helped build and was here when the pardon was announced.
Today is a great day for him.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The federal judge in the Roger Stone trial is refusing to postpone sentencing while President Trump says the conviction of his close friend and confidant should be thrown out. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said during a conference call Tuesday with Stone and his lawyers that the sentencing will take place on Thursday as planned. But Jackson appeared to say she could put off an order for Stone to begin his sentence after Stone's lawyers requested a new trial. That request came after Trump tweeted his belief last week that the four-person on the Stone jury was unambiguously biased. An opinion he retweeted Tuesday when a Fox News commentator also said Stone deserved a new trial. The Justice Department stunned the political and legal community last week when it overruled its own prosecutors and recommended a lighter prison sentence for Stone. He's a longtime friend of the president who was convicted on lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice stemming from the Russian election meddling probe. From Washington, this is VOA News. Chinese health officials reported Tuesday the number of confirmed cases from a coronavirus outbreak has surpassed 72,000. The death toll has risen past 1,900. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke out to the Associated Press on Tuesday. Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Guterres tells the Associated Press, although not out of control, the new virus is a very dangerous situation.
The risks are enormous. And we need to be prepared worldwide for that.
He wants more focus on nations with less capacity in their health services.
I hope that it will be possible to be contained in China and then to reduce. And I hope that when it spreads around the world, it does so in a limited way.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization said in its latest report on the virus, there were 794 confirmed cases outside of China. Meanwhile, after 13 Americans tested positive for coronavirus and were evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan, the other 315 evacuees are being carefully monitored as they remain in quarantine. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
State Department officials say the 13 who tested positive for the coronavirus were allowed to get on the plane to the U.S. because they were asymptomatic at the time. They are now at hospitals in California and Nebraska. The other 315 evacuees from the cruise ship remain in two-week quarantine at Air Force bases, Travis in California and Lackland in Texas. Meanwhile, at least 40 Americans remain in Japan with the coronavirus. They are part of a group of more than 400 from the Diamond Princess cruise ship that have so far tested positive. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump has said he opposes a possible ban on the sale of jet engines to China. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
President Donald Trump is apparently at odds with some in his own administration on the sale of jet engines to China. In apparent response to a report about a proposal to limit exports of engines, the president tweeted Tuesday, "We don't want to make it impossible to do business with us," adding, "I want China to buy our jet engines, the best in the world." The Wall Street Journal reported the administration is considering a ban on shipments to China of a jet engine produced jointly by General Electric and the French company Safran SA. The Commerce Department declined to comment after the president's tweet. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An Israeli court has announced Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial will begin March 17th. That's 2 weeks after Israel holds its third national elections in less than a year. Mr. Netanyahu is charged with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. He's alleged to have accepted gifts from billionaire friends and exchanged regulatory favors for more positive media coverage. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.